Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Driscoll. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. McCraw moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Driscoll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Driscoll bunts between the mound and first base. John scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Driscoll for the out. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campaneris scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Bando moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando scores. Alou moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alou tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Athletics. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on John. Rudy moves to third. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Driscoll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Driscoll is 0-for-0 in the game. Driscoll hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rudy strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-1 in the game. John strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-1 in the game. Hunter strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Driscoll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Driscoll is 0-1 in the game. Driscoll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Herman and he is out, O'Brien applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Driscoll misplays the ball. That's an error on Driscoll. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Bando reaches second base with a double. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Green now playing second base. Walt Williams pinch hits for Ken Berry. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Matias pinch hits for Tommy John. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Walt Williams now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris throws to second for 1, and Green throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Melton moves to second. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bando bunts towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Rudy moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mincher is walked intentionally. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aussie Blanco pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.